Broadcasting live from the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta, Georgia, the Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
All right, we are back. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with Learning Insights, a very special production. We're not in the studio today. We are here at the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo. And in this segment, we have with us Training Curriculum Lead from Newell Rubbermaid. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Miss Luana Bannister. How you doing?
I'm doing well, and you?
Good.
So how's the show been for you so far?
It's been pretty exciting, actually. I think it's my first expo, and I've enjoyed it quite well so far.
It's kind of overwhelming, huh? Everywhere you turn, there's some smart people.
Yes. That and the big quick runs in between one side of the building to the other.
So you got your cardio in? You got a pedometer? 10,000 steps?
I believe I'm getting close.
So what does a training curriculum lead do to earn the rent?
So what we do is we manage the curriculum for Newell Rubbermaid. So I'm part of the IT department, and I help manage any training that we're going to develop for any IT software that we deliver at Newell Rubbermaid. So it could be anything from software that supports the HR department to software that runs finance, marketing, sales.
Now, for Newell Rubbermaid, for those who don't know, that you guys own a bunch of brands, right? Like a lot of the common brands that you may not realize that are part of the Newell Rubbermaid family. Is that right?
Right. So it starts with the easy stuff like Rubbermaid, so
right.
Stuff that stores your feel, right? And it goes into anything from Goody, so hair products, to mm-hmm. Solano, so flat irons for your hair, mm-hmm. if you ever want some good ones, into tools. So we have Irwin tools. We have Lennox bandsaws, and we have, Kefalon. So
right. Sharpie.
Sharpie,
right.
Yes.
Exactly.
It goes on and on. Exactly. We are all over the place.
So when you're a training curriculum lead, does it drill down to those individual brands, or is it for the whole corporation?
A little of both. So I can work on, we've created some training about how to be a Newell Rubbermaid employee, how to write objectives, how to, be productive for our business. And we've also done, I'm actually working right now with a warehouse that actually does all of our writing products is what we call them. So that's the Sharpie
Papermate
Expo. Yes.
So new topics, new curricula. Does the pull for that come from the rank and file, or does it come from up above, or does it come from places all over the organization? Who's asking for training in this topic or that topic?
It changes, actually. So now, let's see, we have, normally it's the up above, so they say, hey, we want to have SAP throughout our company, so let's train and deploy across the world. Somewhere we're hurting in part of our business, so can you go out there and fix a piece of our business? So we'll actually have people that run maybe a distribution center or something that they'll come and reach up and say, hey, we need your help.
Now, is it a situation where you get kind of best practices because you have so many brands and they're kind of their own unique businesses that you go, hey, distribution's going good in this company. Can we roll that out to the other ones?
Yes. So one of my experiences is, our distribution centers will work with each other. So the managements of those groups will actually work together and kind of share best practices. And at times when we've stepped in, it was to kind of help and bring in our expertise and our best practices of how do you train and onboard and build cultures.
Uh-huh. So now building a new Rubbermaid culture, that's part of your objectives?
Not till recently, actually.
So a new thing?
It's a new, well, I guess it does in one way. So when we work with HR and we help to build our brand and help our company grow, building those, how do we write objectives and how do we meet the goals of our company? We build that type of thing. But recently we've actually gone into warehouses where we actually help them build, what does great look like? What do we expect from our employees?
Right. How do we know we did a good job today?
Exactly.
Now, those are important questions. So the balance of instructor-led and technology-driven training these days, has it changed? And about where is it for you guys?
Training technology?
Yeah, instructor-led, live, out there on the platform versus
e-learning
and that kind of stuff. Is that ratio changing?
I think it has been changing. probably started off less e-learning, a little bit more ILT, and I think we're probably going a little bit more half and half at this point. I think it depends upon the audience. So like in a warehouse, you have people that are on the floor, have to be at a certain place at a certain time, meet certain numbers, and be able to deliver results in a certain timeline. Right. So they don't get to sit at a computer. So you're not going to give them as much e-learning. Where you, if you're in a corporate office and you're able, or in a call center, you know, those people sit at a computer more often. So I can deliver to them a little bit more often.
Now, what's the, what do you enjoy more?
I enjoy them equally. I find I like the, whatever is the best solution for the business.
Right. So you like to just figure out, okay, this is working best, so let's roll this out to more people.
Right. I like to look at the audience, decide what they like best. How you, you know, I recently worked with a delivering a new tool to our sales force. So, you know, you're working with people that are out in the field sales, so they're constantly on the run. So I kind of found something that would be somewhat entertaining for them. They could fit into, you know, whether or not they're waiting for a plane or running along, and then get them, you know, the hands-on practices.
So
they
it
need.
Works like on the phone or on a tablet?
Yeah, we actually had to make it work on either, so it worked on the tablet and on the laptop.
And it, was that a challenge, or that's the part you enjoy, is kind of discovering this
probably
thing?
Probably makes it fun, right? To keep it.
It really makes it much more fun that way, exactly. So you kind of find, you know, what are their challenges and how can you work with them. So that one also had audio, which you could either hear or you could actually read through. So
as text? It would.
Yeah, so we had CC text so that they could choose, because we found that, you know, some want to plug in and listen, and some want to, you know, sit in a corner in an airport and just kind of be able to read through at their own pace, read quickly, scan, go on.
Oh, so that's probably, that wasn't, probably common sense, right? You would have thought, oh, I'll just give it to them in audio, and then you had to learn, like, some of them prefer the text than the audio.
Yeah, actually, when we were building it, I asked for subject matter experts from across the different fields. So we had someone from, like, the writing. We had some from out in, like, Cephalon area, and some of them our tools. And we were gathering that information from them and kind of showing them what we were doing. And they would kind of give us feedback. Yeah, I'd kind of like to hear it, but then I'd like to really read it. And this is why I'm kind of in this crowded airport. It's hard for me to hear.
Right. So that, so then you're able to deliver it in the channel that makes the most sense for them.
Yes.
Well, that also bumps up against another topic, and that's capturing thought leadership from your subject matter experts. It might be nice to give them different ways of doing it. So maybe you can record them talking, or you, if they prefer to write, let them write. So, I mean, learning and contributing to the pool of knowledge management, I mean, it really is very, can be very idiosyncratic. It's not like all salespeople prefer to learn a certain way, all, right?
Right, exactly. That was, and that was the interesting part about it, to really kind of see, you know, you hear, you know, these generalities, and to see that, yeah, it's not always true.
And it must be a challenge, too, because you're dealing with thousands and thousands of people. So, like, when you make a decision like this, it has to fit lots of people.
Exactly.
So you can't pick wrong.
Right. Yeah, you got to really try to get it right.
Right. So you do pilots, typically, or how do you do that?
Well, I think that's one of the new challenges, at least of today, is, you know, we don't really have that opportunity as much to do a lot of piloting, because with agile development of the software, you know, they want to build up until the point of go live. So building in training that's current and relevant.
It's kind of be in real time almost.
Exactly.
All right. Before we wrap, I want to leave our listeners with a little Luana wisdom, especially for those who are kind of making their way in your environment. Any tips that you might share with them and how to navigate the rigors of a large, complex organization if they want to truly have an impact in the training and development field? What would you, some do's and don'ts maybe for somebody coming up?
Do's, I would say definitely listen, stay in tune with your audience. I try to build training that really fits into their life and relates. I think that's one of the things we have to be careful of, is making sure that, you know, the training brings them into their daily life so that it fits right in, and then they know how to apply it, not just kind of give them random thoughts and hope that they figure it out.
That sounds like fantastic wisdom to me. LinkedIn, Twitter, some coordinates if your colleagues want to reach out and talk with you about some of these things?
Yeah, I think Luana Bannister on LinkedIn.
On LinkedIn? Mm-hmm. All right, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for making the time to hang out and visit with us a little bit.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, we will be back in a few from the show floor of Training 2015 Conference and Expo.
This has been a special Business Radio X production brought to you by Training Pros, your source for local learning and development experts. Learn more at training-pros.com.